Good morning, Rama Sechet, Baba Metziah, Daf Kaftet. And we're starting on Kafchet Amud Bet at the Gemara. So we saw the Mishnah yesterday. Let's quickly go through the Mishnah and we'll do the dedication. So, Kol Davar She'oseh She'oseh V'ochel. Ya'aseh V'yochal. So anything that we saw Rashi said over here, Im Aveda Zo Davar She'echolin La'achilo Im Zchar Ma'asav Gon Shor V'chamor Ya'aseh V'yochal. If you can feed it through its own work, so you've worked to feed it, right? What can't you sell? You've got to return the stuff to your rechef. You can see how you can return it. So the question, what happens with the money? If you sell it, what happens with the money? Rabbi Tam said, you can use the money. Then Rabbi Tam said, since you can use the money, therefore, because you're entitled to use the money, it's as if you became a shoel, okay, a borrower. And if you borrow something, you're responsible. So therefore, im avdu chayav b'chayotan. If it gets lost, Rabbi Kiva says, Loishter, you can't use it. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva, you aren't a borrower. You have got no right to use it. And therefore, im avdu, they get lost. Ain chayvach yon chayev, because you haven't got that prerogative to use it, the benefits of using it. And therefore, if it got lost, I suppose pshia would be a different story over here, right? But if it got lost without negligence, you wouldn't be responsible. It's dedicated to Shirin Shmat, died in this war to chaylim and to civilians, all the p'tsuim. And the Chatufim mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Einat, the last Rilzavavi member of the Peretz tank.
Should download it, or what?
Yeah. And everybody should be Matzliach. Okay, so the Gemara says like this now, Ula Olam. So what you can use is Rashi says, V'chiad Olam Zakuk Zele Tapel B'Torach Shmira. So you found this animal, let's say even an ox. So what, you got to look after it forever? You just keep it there forever? Am Rav Nachman, Am Shmuel, Ad Yud Bet Chodesh. So Nachman have a Shmuel 12 months. Where says Tayach, we're bright to the same thing. Called the Vashu Sevochel. Very bright similar to Amishtah. Whatever you can use for and can feed itself, make it work. Go on Parav Chama Metav Ba'aniot Bet Chodesh. Yeah, I put him on mute. There we are. Right? Adyur Bet Chodesh. Mikam Ba'elach Sham Demehen Umenichan. So the bride says from that day onwards, after 12 months, Sham Demehen, you appraise the value. Look at Rashi. Right? You appraise the value. Sham de mehen mochran, you sell it, says Rashi. Umeniach hadamim etzlo. Now it seems from here, we'll see it come a little bit clearer over the amud next daf, that you have to sell it to a third party. You could say, why don't you just put the money aside and keep it for yourself? Sham de mehen, right? And put the money in a drawer. And when the guy comes, he says, there's your money. In the meantime, you buy it from him. You buy it from yourself from the lost articles. It seems that Rav Shirashi is saying you've got to actually sell it to a third party. Now, the svara would be that you're a nogeba davar. Okay, if you're selling it to yourself, so you might, the market could be between 100 and 200, so you give 100. If you sell it to somebody else, it's a real establishment of a market price. Then Rashi's diuk over here, mochran. Right? You don't keep it for yourself. So it says over here, Mikam Yachsham Demen, Umenichan, and then Agalim Vesayachin, Metapel Bin Shloshach Rashim. So little calves and what do you call the little ones? Like lambs and calves, right? So those you keep for 3 months. Mikam Yachsham Demen. So big animals, Parabachamor, 12 months. Little ones, 3 months. Then same thing, Sham Demen, Umenichan. Avazim v'tanegolim, chickens and ducks. Rabbi told me shloshim yom, only 30 days. Not even longer. Look, Rashi says tanegolim. Rashi says zecharim she'ein metilim beitzim. Specifically, males don't lay eggs. If it's a female one, what are you complaining about? You're getting the eggs, right? Let's give it longer. Mikan ve'elach sham demen menichan. Same thing. You put the money inside. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Ooh, a lot of interference here today. Where's that noise coming from? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, tarnagolet, a female chicken, like a behem agasa. What's a behem agasa? Rashi says, "Zeh bochel b'tvel b'yud bin cholish diachol la'achirad me'abetim." You keep it for 12 months because you can get the eggs from it. And the Gemara says, well, Talina Mihachi, Tanagolit Bahamagasa, Metabel Ben Shlema Sachodish. Brighter supports that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak on the female chickens. He says that chickens and big animals kill for 12 months. And this bride says that Agadim v'sachim until 30 yom. Here, this bride says Agadim v'sachim 30 yom. Our previous bride said 3 months. So that's now ducks and male chickens. It's probably male ducks as well. The whole davar shetipulo meruba mischaro, and anything the bride adds in here, an important line of here, anything where the costs of maintaining them are greater than the benefits. Metapel ben shlosha yamim. See that? 3 days. From there, so the Gemara has a kasha between the steering the two brighters. Kasha agadim v'sachin, agadim v'sachin, avazim v'tagolim, avazim v'tagolim. The first brighter and the second brighter with regards to avazim said 30 days. And this brighter over here, we said 3 days. And sayachin v'agalim v'sachim, the first brighter said shlosha chodashim. And this one said 30 days, the second brighter said 30 days. The Gemara says, look, kasha, not a stira. Ha deria v'ha de petuma. Look at Rashi, what does it mean? Had Riva had Tuma? Had Itani Shlosha Chodashim Be'eretz Mir'e. Ubizmana Deshaim. Sha'en Tipul Amurbe. It says, when we say kidding for 3 months, the lambs and the foals and the goats, whatever, the little things, the calves, when there's lots of season, where there's lots of pasture, and it's no big deal, and they can go out and eat. Had Itani Shloshim Yom is Man Sha'en Mir'e V'tzarich Lepitma Alavusa Mimasha V'bayit Shadamei Yekarim. And when we say kidding only for 30 days, that's when there's no pasturing, and there's no place for them to feed, and you've got to basically buy the food and feed them on the troughs. Because very expensive story. Animal fodder, feeding animals is a big deal. Animal food is an expensive story. Okay, so that was a little bit of a summary over there. The Gemara carries on and says, look, how do you do that? Avazim, avazim. The Gemara carries on. Avazim v'tagolim, avazim v'tagolim. Nami lokashia. Haba rav revei, haba zucha. It depends. If you've got a lot of them or a few of them, okay, with the ducks and the chickens, if it's a lot of them, then get rid of them. If it's a few of them, not a big deal. Rashi says, rav revei, ochrin harbe, yilchakim ul yamim, da okim le bezecharim. For the males, you only expect to keep it a lot of them 3 days. Oh, what are you going to do with male chickens? It's going to make a mess. Make a mess and lots of noise. So if it's females, at least you get nice free-range eggs, right? And I get free-range eggs. You know, Chaim Yosef, he grows in Yabes. He's got a whole lot of chickens and ducks there. And I get a big box every now and again of like about 30, 40 free-range eggs. They're really unbelievable. Anybody who wants, I'm happy to give you. If anybody really wants some free-range eggs, tell me and I'll be happy to give you. I gave away a bunch the other day. And the guy who got them from me, phoned me, couldn't get over it. Duck's eggs. You've never seen a yolk like this in your life. It's like 3/4 of the egg is a yolk. And they're unbelievable. Rich, like incredible, but amazing. Proper free range. Amazing. Worthwhile. Okay. So now we said, have you ever shame?
To the sea, I'm going to make it online.
So, bring it to my comment. You don't scare me, Robert. So now that was the Mishnah said over there, called Vashel Sevochel Yasev Yochel. But Vashel Sevochel Yimachel. So the Gemara said, if you can't get the income from there, then sell them. Star Banan Vashevotelo. The Pasuk says you've got to return it to him. So he said, what do we mean by that? Hey, Hayakta Shiven, you've got to see the best way to give it to him. Right? And the Gemara now says something of yeah, Shelo Yachil Egel Agalim, Vesiach Le Sayachin, Avaz La Avazin, Vetanagolin, Tanagolin. The main thing is you don't end up feeding chickens to a chicken to all the chickens and a goat to all the and lambs to all the lambs and the calves to all the calves. What is the idea? Look at Rabbi Chananel over here. I never understood this until you see Rabbi Chananel. Rabbi Chananel says, like this, the very last line of Rabbi Chananel says, Shelo Yachil Egel Agalim. What does it mean? Don't feed a calf to the calves. It says, Perush. Lo timkor egel hayom. Actually, he says it beautifully. Don't sell one egel today. V'ta'achil nisharim the kamichlia ele machorako. If you start selling one off one by one to cover the costs for them, so you're gonna end up selling them all. It's a classic case, right? When you kill the goose that lays the golden egg. So if you've got chickens that are laying eggs and you're getting the eggs, you're not much keeping the chickens. But if you've got male chickens and you've got, well, how do you feed them? So you might think, okay, well, I'll sell one today, get the money, buy food. Well, that food's going to run out. You're going to have to then sell the other one. And before the guy comes back in a year's time or 3 months' time, or 3 months to ask for his lost goods. So, well, I'm sorry, it's all gone. I had to kill them off one by one or sell them one by one to feed them. So all they just sell them all, take the money, put it aside, and carry on. Okay, that's the advice that the Brayta gives us. Don't try and sustain them by feeding them, by selling one off one at a time. So the Gemara says, "Ma yehe b'dami." So what happens now if with the money? The Mishnah said, remember, when you've got it, what do you do with the money? Right? The Mishnah said, Rabbi Tarfon Omer yishtamesh bahem. Remember, Rabbi Akiva said, you can't use it. So Rabbi Tarfon Omer yishtamesh. The Gemara says like this. Rabbi Tarfon said, you can use the money. Rabbi Akiva said, you can't use the money. The Gemara says like this. Ad kan lo pligi. The machloke between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon ele kashen yishtamesh bahem. Is if you use the money, right? Because what do we say? We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Tarfon said, use them. Lefichach, therefore, because you had to use them, im avdu chayav yuchay. Rabbi Akiva said, don't use them. And therefore, if they get lost, you aren't chayav. So it says the Gemara over here, the machlok Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon is only keshenishtamesh bahem. Right? What does it mean, keshenishtamesh bahem? Because Rabbi Tarfon says, you're allowed to use them. So therefore, if you did use them and you lost them, you chayav. But if you didn't use them and you lost them, see, Rabbi Tarfon would then say you aren't chayiv. Everybody with me? In other words, Rabbi Tarfon allows you to use them. So therefore, if you use them, you suddenly become the borrower. You're a shoyel. And now you're using them. But if you didn't use them, you decided not to. You're a guy who's nervous. I don't know, you're scared of losing things. So you sold them. You got them with the money into a safe place. And now the money gets lost. So you can't say that Rabbi Tarfon would say you chayiv. Because you only chayiv if you actually use them. The fact that you're allowed to use them doesn't mean you automatically become chayiv. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Ele keshen ishtamesh b'hen, aval lo ishtamesh b'hen, im avdu patur. The Gemara says, yeah, even Rabbi Tarfon would agree that if you never use the money, you are patur. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, keshen ishtamesh, lav dafke le mishum schar shimush kamar. B'nei shimutal ishtamesh b'hen. We'll get to that in a moment. Sorry. I jumped the gun. So the Gemara says,
you're
a Shomer Chinam, you're allowed to use it, and therefore Shomer Chinam is Chai B'Gnei V'Aveda. That's coming up in the Gemara in a second. You're going to see that's exactly the Machloket over here. There. You're on target. That's exactly the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Lamet Yavet Yuvta Rav Yosef. Maybe from the fact that our Gemara says that only if you used it, you Chai. If you didn't use it, you aren't Chai. This could be a tiyuvta to Rav Yosef. Where's Rav Yosef coming? The Gemara brings a machloket of Rav Yosef and Rabba. The Itmar, we got a machloket in Baba Kama. Right? Shomer Aveda, a person who's guarding a lost article. So what is he? So Rabba Omer Keshomer Chinam. Rabba says he's a Shomer Chinam.
Right.
Okay? And now if you're a Shomer Chinam, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Keshomer Chinam, the last wide lines of Rashi there. Ve'eino chayiv eli b'pshia.
Yeah.
Therefore, you patur from Gnei v'Aveda. Right? Rav Yosef Omer, when you're looking after lost article, you're a keshomer sachar. You're a shomer sachar. You're a paid custodian. You're paid, what do they call it? A bailey. I think the English Gemara always use the word bailey, right? I never knew what that was, but I think I once saw it. Am I right? How do they translate in English? Like a bailey, is that the word? I don't know. Any other sorts
of. No, they don't use that.
Yeah. What do they use it there? What do they say there?
Is it a paid custodian or an unpaid custodian?
Does the maybe Steinsaltz English
Steinsaltz says bailey.
Say, I remember seeing it. Steinsaltz says bailey, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, Rabbi Yosef Amar Keshome Sachar. Now, what's a Shome Sachar Grashi? The Chaya Begnei Vavavel, Shome Sachar Mitzvah. So now, why is he a Shome Sachar, says Rabbi Yosef? Listen to Rabbi Yosef Svara. How does a guy become a Shome Sachar? Why is he a Shome Sachar? He's not really being paid, but there's the mitzvah that he's doing, the schar mitzvah of looking after the Aveda, means that this guy is an osek b'mitzvah, right? He's busy with the mitzvah. Now, what do we know the klal is? Osek b'mitzvah?
Patur
in a mitzvah. What mitzvah are you patur from? Look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it over here. But patur in a mitzvah, maybe Rabbi Chananel says it, but patur in a mitzvah means that if a poor guy comes along, you don't have to worry about giving him money now. Because you can say, I don't have to give tzedakah. I'm busy with the mitzvah of Shomer Sachar, of Shomer Aveda. So therefore, you're exempt from giving the ani the bread that you normally have to give him. And the benefit of not having to give the ani the bread is essentially what you're getting paid for looking after this Aveda. So really, you're a Shomer Sachar. You're being paid. You're Shomer Sachar. So now the Gemara says, maybe this, the fact that we just said now, a moment ago, Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara said that Ad kan lo pligi ele keshenishtamesh. If they actually used it, We can have a tiyufta here to Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef will tell you, say that you're a Shomer Zachar, you're on the Shomer Zachar. Why? So the after Rabbi Yosef, that you aren't a Shomer Sachar, because according to Rabbi Yosef, anytime you're a Shomer Aveda, you're automatically a Shomer Sachar and you chai b'Aveda. Yeah, you aren't, only if you already used it. The fact that you're a Shomer Aveda doesn't mean that you're a Shomer Sachar. According to our Gemara, only if you used it did it make you a Shomer Sachar. Not just the fact that you're looking after it. The Gemara says, Na'am alecha Rabbi Yosef, v'gnev b'Aveda t'kul amelo pligi d'chai. Rabbi Yosef says, listen, when it comes to gnev b'Aveda, no one argues. He says the other way around. Look at Rashi. Kula amelo pligi de chayev kedin shomer sacha ki pligi ba'onzin de shoel. The only machloki between me and Rabbi Avihya or Rabbi Yosef and between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon is with regards to onzin. Rabbi Tarfon savar sharule rabbanan ishtamusha begavayu v'havelei shoel alayu. He says that you weren't a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam because they allowed you to use it. You're a shoel, and a shoel says you chayvin onis. Rabbi Akiva Sava lo shaulei rabbanan ishtamushe begayu begavayu hilchach lo have shoel alayu. You aren't a shoel. Rabbi Akiva, your Talmud says no. Rabbi Yosef says it's not a tiyufta to me. We're discussing shomer sachar shomer chinam. The machloket in our Mishnah is between if you're a shoel or you aren't a shoel. That's a higher level of achrayit, correct? A shoel's got a higher level of achrayit if you borrowed it. That's the machloket. So Gemara says I don't understand. Iachi. So then lefichach am Rabbi Akiva lamali. If you're telling me that everybody agrees that you're a Shomer Sachar, then what did Rabbi Akiva say in the Mishnah when he said, Lefichach? Look at the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah for a moment. We said in the Mishnah that Maya Bedam, Rabbi Tafra Omer, Yishtamesh, and you can use it. Therefore, if it got lost, you chayev. And Rabbi Akiva said, you can't use it. Therefore, if it got lost, you patur. What does it mean, Rabbi Akiva means, therefore, if it got lost? If you can't use it, you can't use it. You aren't a Shoel. It makes no difference. You aren't a shoel, and therefore, if it gets lost, you aren't chayiv. What do you mean, therefore? We understand Rabbi Tarfon, when we said that Rabbi Tarfon says that you're allowed to use it, therefore, if you used it, it got lost, like we explained it. But what does it mean, Rabbi Akiva, you can't use it, therefore? What's the lefichach? The Gemara said, like, what do you mean by lefichach? If you tell me, like we understood originally, that the machloket was with regards to geneva, stealing and getting lost, that's the machloket. And the one says, you show me sachal, the one says, you show me chinam. So, hi, Nitan Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says, Omer, lo yishtamesh b'hem lefichach, im avdu enu chay b'chayotan. Because you aren't allowed to use it, then you show me sachar, therefore you aren't chayiv. Why? Sachal chamina, show me sachar, you show me sachar, Rabbi Yosef. Right? That's why, because we might have thought that you would tell me we're a Shomer Sachar, like Rav Yosef, and therefore he said, no, you're not a Shomer Sachar, you're a Shomer Chinam. And that's why I said, Lefichach. And that's if the machloket is whether you're a Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinam. But according to Rav Yosef, he says, it's not machloket about Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinam. Everyone agrees you're a Shomer Sachar, and you chai b'gnev v'aveda. You only, the machloket is whether you're a Shoel and you chai Beonsin, beones, then we don't understand. But hashtad amart lo yishtamesh bahin, shomer sachar lo have. But now that Rabbi Akiva said you aren't allowed to use it, so it's pashut that you aren't a shomer sachar, v'lo mechay b'gnev v'aveda. So what's going on over here? Everybody following me? In other words, there's a difference between a machloket between shomer sachar shomer chinam, or everybody agrees you're a shomer sachar. Everybody agrees you're a shomer sachar, then you chay b'gnev v'aveda. So what if Rabbi Akiva says the fichach? Doesn't make any sense. Only makes sense if we're saying that the machlok is about a shomer sachar, and that's why you aren't chayev because you aren't shomer sachar. And here I might be never avoided the kula amelo pligi the chayev, like what Rabbi Yosef wants to say. Everybody agrees that on shomer that you all chayev never avoided, and keep pligi but onto the shomer. The only machlok is whether you're a shoel or not, and you're chayev in honest. So then my lefichach Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Akiva mean lefichach? Therefore, that doesn't make any sense of the lefichach. Lefichach means you aren't allowed to use it, and if you used it, then if you didn't use it, therefore you aren't chayev. And if it's about ones, does it mahachi me bayle amit? He should have said Rabbi Akiva omer lo yishtamesh bahen. Rabbi Akiva just should have said simply don't use it. V'ani yadan, I would have understood the kavod lo yishtamesh bahen lo shoel. Since you don't use it, you aren't a shoel. V'enu chayev b'chayotan. So what did he add in Rabbi Akiva lefichach? What is it doing there, Rabbi Akiva lamani? What do I need the lefichach for? So he says, you're right. The lefichach over there is nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. That lefichach is mishum lefichach Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to use it, and therefore, if you use it, lefichach yuchayev, and the Mishnah just used the parallel lashon with Rabbi Akiva, you aren't allowed to use it, and therefore you aren't chayev. But you're right, there's no extra din whatsoever in that word lefichach of Rabbi Akiva. Everybody clear? Yes? No? Yes? Okay. Lefichach, we carry on, if that's the case then, okay? So, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, I don't understand. So, if that's the case, ulefichach Rabbi Tarfon, I mean, what do I need the lefichach Rabbi Tarfon then? The Gemara says, hachik amar. This is, ikevan de shaule Rabbanan nishta Moshe begavayu. Since you're allowed to use it, says Rabbanan, keman de ishtamesh begavayu dami v'chayev b'chayutan. The Gemara says, ah, why? Because Rabbi Akiva is coming, it's not like we understood previously that it's only if you actually used it. It's since you are allowed to use it, therefore Rabbi Tarfon's lefichach is, since you're allowed to use it, therefore even if you didn't use it, you chayev. The fact that you're allowed to use it, lefichach, therefore you always chayev because you got that right of use, you chayev. Which I don't understand. But it didn't say, it said, v'ha'avdu ketani. It didn't say, ones. You're telling me that the whole machloket, Rabbi Yosef's whole defense over here is that the real machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon is not about Kneva v'Aveda, because he said everybody agrees that you're a Shomer Sachar. The argument is that got ones, but Avdu isn't ones. Avdu is got lost. That's not ones. Ones is when, the Gemara says, no, v'ha'avdu ketani. The Gemara says, kederaba. This ones over here, we have to explain the word ones the way Rabbi explains it later on in Daf Mem Gimel. We'll see a Gemara over there. Rabbi explains Rashi. Look at Rabbi Perik HaZahav on Daf Nun Chet. He says over here, Rashi. So Rashi says, Mem Gimel and Nun Chet. Right? Gabe b'nei ha'ir sheshachu et shiklehen. With a case where, we're in the case of now, we're coming up for Purim now. Right? We're Pesach now. So now's the time of Machtzit HaShekel. So if people sent a shekel, we've seen that Gemara before in Baba Kama even. When someone sends the shekel, they do a collection in the town, they send it, and the money doesn't arrive. Remember that whole story? There was honest, the money doesn't arrive. We'll get to it. Says in a case like that, Tamar Rabba Nignavu, if the money, when we said Gneva, there was Gneva means, we're defining what Gneva Va'aveda means to try and understand how it can be honest. So he says, we're using the words quite loosely because there Rabbi says, what's nignavu? Belisti mezuyam, which is actually gzeila. And avdu shetav'as finato b'yam, where the boat, for example, sunk in the sea, that's called an aveda. So that would be ones as well. That would be a cup of an ones. And amra is the gemara pas nalochana, amra b'yuda amra shmuel, halacha k'rabi tarfon. Right? Halacha k'rabi tarfon. And in other words, halacha k'rabi tarfon would tell us over here, that you actually allowed to use it, and because you're allowed to use it, you'd be chayev for Gneiva Vaveda and you'd be chayev for Ones. Give me a locha there quickly, somebody. It's got a stand out. You got a locha there, Steve?
The machloket? Yeah. One paskin's quoting Rabbi Yosef, and another paskin's according to Rabba.
Who's the one and who's the one?
As long as the lost item is in the finder's possession, if it is then stolen or lost, the finder bears financial responsibility, like a pay bailee, and must compensate the owner for the loss of or theft. This is the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch based on the opinion of the early commentaries Rif, Rambam, Rabbeinu, Chananel. The ruling accords with the opinion of Rav Yosef, as a discussion in the Gemara is conducted according to his opinion. Tosfot and the Rosh rule in accordance with the opinion of Rabba, based on the principle that in dispute with Rav Yosef, the halacha is in accordance with the opinion of Rabba. In Rabba's opinion, the legal status of a bailee safeguarding a lost item is like that of an unpaid bailee who is liable to pay restitution only in cases of negligence.
Wow. Okay, that's too complicated. All right. Okay. So give me the story here. Bay Rachva Havale Hanu Zuze Diyatme. So Bay Rachva, right, the Bach changes, not Beyad. The Bach says Bay Rachva, right? Not the Beyad Rachva, but he says in the house of Rachva. Rachva was in Amora. In Rachva's house, in other words, wasn't Dafka Rachva himself. Havelehanu, so they had a collection of money which belonged to orphans. At the Kabbalah of Yosef, they came to Yosef to say to Yosef, what can we do? I suppose it's like a lost article, so to speak. So Amulei Mahu, Lishta Moshe, Begavai, can we use this money? They're keeping it for them. Are they allowed to use it? That was the question. So Amalei Achem Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel Paskin Aloch at Rabbi Tarfon? What Rabbi Tarfon say? That if you found lost stuff, you're allowed to use it. So he seems to say, no problem, you can use it. So now, true to form, Amalei Abaya. Right? So Rav Yosef, they came to Rav Yosef, right? Rav Yosef says, I look at like Rabbeinu Tarfon. So says Abai to Rav Yosef, Velab itmar Allah, but haven't we seen on that? Amar b'chel b'amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ele b'dmei aveda. That's only with the money that the proceeds of a lost article, when you found an ox or a cow or a goat or a chicken, you sold it and you got the money. That money you can use. Look at Rashi. But Dmei Aveda, you used it for the prescribed period for 3 days or 30 days or 3 months or 12 months, ever it was. And then after that long period of time, you couldn't keep it forever. That was our question in the Gemara to begin with. Ula Olam, you keep it forever? No, you can sell it. And then you sold it. Now you got the money. What do you do with the money? You can use it. Aval hoyo v'tarach bay. Why? Because you invested, you worked, you toiled over it. Aval ma'ot aveda. But says Abaye to Rav Yosef, but money, if you actually found money, the case in point over here is the money that was belonging to Yotomim. They didn't find goats of Yotomim and keep them for 3 months and then sell the goats, correct? Or farm the cows for 12 months and then sell the cows. This was money, says Abaye to Rav Yosef. But if you found money on the floor, the lo tarach bay ulo, and you haven't done anything with it, you can't touch it. Vahani, and this money over here, Barachva, the Yatomim, is Kemaot Avedadami. This is not a goat that they sold and they raised the money. This is that they found money on the floor. You can't touch that. So Amalesh of Yosef says to Barachva, to the family, he says, Zil, go, sorry, leave me alone. Lo Shavkuli de Ishrelechu. Yeah, the Bach changes it as well from Lach to Rachav himself to Lechu, to you guys. They won't let me give you a heter to use the money. You can't use the money. So Rav Yosef backed down and accepted Abaye's argument. And therefore, the time that you can use the money in Machlok, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva is when you sold the lost article. And from the proceeds, you can use the money after you spent the necessary time working on those, looking after those things. But if you just found money on the floor, you can't use the money at all. That you've got to put aside until the people come back. Okay, new Mishnah. Now we discuss some other articles. Matzah Svarim. Korei Bahen Echad V'Shloshim Yom. If you found Svarim, books. Now the Svarim over here. Okay, Rashi's Aviyach. Why every 30 days? Shemit Afshin Keshe Shohim Milipotchan. If you don't open these books, they're going to get ruined. You know the truth, if you find like old manuscripts, they haven't been opened for a long time, so you can see that they're worn out and they become all moldy and they crack and they start getting holes in. Okay. Sefer Torah as well, if you find old Sefer that has been read for a long, long, long time, so the parchment, if it isn't aired out, you know, it gets ruined. So these are Sfari which we're talking about, though. We're not talking about like if you buy a soft cover, find a soft cover, a hard cover book on the pavement. We're talking about like a parchment and you know, like with this, with like a cloth. And Rashi says, "Avi Avachol Svarim Shlahem, are you a sin? Right, all Svarim of theirs." The Bach changes the word here from Begilion. He says to Beglila. Right, he says that the Bach changes that word over there. Where's the Bach? Avi Avachad Asuyin Beglila. It was like rolled, like a scroll. So that's why you'd have to roll them. And if you don't know how to read, right? So then just go to land, just roll them. Roll them. Don't have to read. Rashi mitchilatan sofan shikanes ben avir. From beginning to end, so that air can come in. Avalo yomad bahen betchila. Don't use them. Don't use them to learn a new sugya. I give you just a quick chazor, it's fine. You're going to keep it open for a long time. Don't. Avalo yikra acheri mon. Don't read it with somebody else as well. Look at Rashi lefisha. Zeh moshech etzlo vzeh moshech etzlo v'nikra. He's going to pull to his side, you're going to pull to your side, you end up tearing the parchment. You know, I'm pretty obsessed about this. Halachit Shulchan Aruch, they said when you do Hagba, right, the Tefer should be in the middle of the Sefer Torah. Why? The Shulchan said for a simple reason, practical reason. There's no Kabbalistic reason over here. Just that if you lift it up with the Tefer in the middle, say if it tears, God forbid, so it tears on the Tefer. on the seam. Otherwise, if you open up wide and there's no tefillin and it's going to tear, the whole parchment's going to get torn. So it's the same idea, just a simple way of respecting the books. You say, but don't pull them one with each other. The matzak sud, you found clothing, minarach, shake it out every 30 days. The shodcha letzorcha. Look here, and you can lay it out, says the Mishnah, letzorcha. Lishlot ba'avir, shlot techale, velo tochlan ash. Right, so for the sake of it, velo lichvodo. You find this beautiful, I don't know, think of some sort of like silk or satin gown. You don't want to hang it up that people can see and think that you're a rich guy with a nice satin gown. But if you're hanging it up to air out, so that's what you should do. Right? If you find silverware or copperware, again, you can use it for the purposes of the cutlery or the crockery or the whatever. Rashi says, "Mitapshin bekarke shachichli tam bekarke tamin lekamen shezohi shmiratan lefichach mishtamesh ben leprakim." You got to save it. You got to keep it in the ground. Keep it in the ground. Looks after it, but take it out every now and again to get a bit of air. Aval lo leshachakan. Look at Rashi. Lo yishtamesh ben zman aroch shishtachek avir belat. Don't use it out for too much, because if it's exposed to the air for too long, it's going to go all bad. That's the problem with silver. You know, silver is like it's a beautiful thing to have, but it's a hell of a intensive. Anyone who's got silver, you know, that's ready. It's silver you got to look after. So at Torfin, all their new stuff now comes like dipped in some sort of liquid that protects it. But it's very hard to actually get anyone to do it for you. But the new ones of theirs come dipped, and you don't have to treat them. But silver's real big job. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, if you find gold or glass, lo yigab, you don't even touch them. Ad shavu eliyahu. Look at Rashi. Zahav enu metapesh, doesn't go bad. Be'eretz v'suchit shema yishavu. And glass, because it might break. You find anything which is like unbecoming of you to carry, Hessian sacks or boxes or heavy stuff, whatever, if it's not becoming of you to start carrying around all lost articles, then leave them. Just leave them there. You don't have to go beneath your dignity. Remember, we learned that was the difference between Arba and Chamesh. Remember, with the Ganif. When he stole a small animal or a big animal. The reason why he only pays four for a small animal, because he had to carry it through town, and everyone sees this guy carrying this goat on his back. So he's already suffered a bit of humiliation, the poor Ganif. So we give him a discount on the fine. So you see, the Torah tax account, even Ganovim, their dignity has to be considered. Okay. So now, Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Amotzei Tefillin Bashuk. If you find Tefillin in the marketplace, look over here. Sham de mehen umenichan laltar. Here, as opposed to what we saw in the Mishnah previously, where we said in the previous daf, we said there's sham de mehen, right? And you sell it. Here, you can buy it for yourself. See that? Here, you can put it on your head immediately. Menichan, put them on. Here, you don't have to sell them. So Mati Ravina.
That's not the interpretation here.
Not the interpretation there? What does it say?
Yeah. It says that you find fill in the marketplace, you assess their worth, sell them immediately, and set aside the money.
Where do you see that? It says, Yomenichan Laltar. I don't know why it doesn't answer your chat to me.
The Rosh, an explanation of Rashi.
The Sham is the money. So.
Yeah, no, Sham, I understand, but we said Sham de Meir Umenichan. The previous writer said Sham Menichan Umenichan. Right, and put the money aside.
But Michal in Shurishten, Robert Shurishten, he explains that you put the money as if you're going to buy from the guy who lost it, and now they're yours.
Really? Does it say that? Because that's an understood pshat, by the way. Where do you see that, Roy?
That's Shurishten.
Where? In the body or in the notes?
In the body. Amar Shmuel, what's it for the shul?
Hold on. I'm on the wrong page. Hold on. Amar Shmuel, hold on. אמר שמונה מוצאת במשוק שהוא חייב לחזור אם הוא חפץ שם את בהן כמה הן שוות ומניחה מניח לתפילין בראשו יא יצאה נסתונת לאלתר שכיוון שהוא יודע כמה מאות עליו ניתן לבעל תפילין כשיצבן הוא מותר לו לקחת לתפילין לעצמו you see to use that? That's the run לאל בשם רשי כי זה מחלוקת ראשונים interesting I understood פשט לך that כשכוח I understood פשט לך that he quotes here the run in the Hebrew article says the run according to Rashi run le'el with Rashi, but if not Rashi, it's not. We haven't got our Rashi. Or Mashu Medivra Aran Shul Altar Suvel Al Chatfilin. Chaim is that the altar goes on putting on the tefillin. The Chaim Pisaknu Bifnim Avalayen Ritva Kan. Avapi She Rashi Le'el Kafchet שם דמיין סובר שכאשר מוצא עבד למוכר את עבד החייב למוכר לאחרים. ממש, exactly what he says, literally almost word for word of what I said. Okay, so there's obviously a machloket rishonim. But look what he says here. He says here, he says, and even though Rashi on Kafchet Amud Bet, we said Sham Dimehen Sover Shekasher Motze Aveda Mocher Et Aveda, that there when he finds he's got to sell the Aveda Chayav Le Mocher, he's got to sell it to somebody else. Vashu Lo Kachet Contact for himself, Shelo Yachshedu Bo Shesham Otam Bepachot Mishov Yamiti, that he appraised it for less than it's worth. Harazeh Dafke Bedavar Sheesh Lachshos Sheshumato Eno Kenechona. That's if it's a suspicion that you won't give the right appraisal. About Tfilin, he says, in the times of the Gemara, Yeshden Mechir Kavur VeYadu. Everybody knew what the Tfilin cost. So you couldn't stock the guy. You know exactly what they're worth. And therefore, when he comes, the money that you're going to give him, he can buy a new tefillin with. Okay, so it was worthwhile reading that. Very good. Okay. So basically, we could learn this in two ways. Okay, but I'll be honest with you. My understanding came from a misunderstanding. If I want to be very honest with myself as well. Because it said, Yasham demehen u'menichan. I thought from menichan ya was lahaniach tefillin. That's how I understood it. I see now, reading this note over here, that that's not what... Yeah, it is, actually. U'menichan la'altar. I'm right. Hey, you put tefillin on. Yeah. That's how I understood it. From la'haniach tefillin, as opposed to sham demehen. Okay. So, Mati, Rava's got a kashya. Matzas, v'mukrei b'enichan l'shloshim yo, v'ani yodea likro, golan, golinin, sham demehen, munichin lo. But how come when it came to the books, we never said there that you can appraise them and put the money down. Yeah, you had to read them. And here we see that when you find tefillin, you can you put them down. So Amar Abaye, no. Says Tfilin, Bei Bar Chavu, Mishkach Shrichi, Sfarim No Shrichi. Yeah, this is the reason. Yeah, no, the Gemara actually saying over here. The Gemara's answer actually says that the Tfilin you can use. Why do the Tfilin you can appraise them and take them and keep them in the books? You got to use them because books are very hard to come by. Tfilin, they were Bei Bar Chavu. Now Bei Bar Chavu over here, Rashi says Bei Bar Chavu. But Beit Ploni, I'll say Tfilin Mitzvini Machev Yachzov Yiknei Min Adamim. It's easy. Tfilin were readily available. Look, there's a Likutei Rashi over here from Megillah who says Bei Bar Chavu were known as Mocher Tfilin Haver. Like they were the Beit Els of the Gemara time. Tfilin Beit, everyone knows Tfilin Beit Adis or Tfilin Keter. We don't give anybody the adverts without anybody else. Right, you got a couple of Tfilin companies. Those are the ones. Tarabana Shuel, Sevetur Michaveiro. If you borrow a book from your friend, you can't lend it to somebody else. Look at that. Someone lends you something, you don't give the right to go and lend it to somebody else. You borrow a book from a friend and you can't just pass it on down the line without your friend's permission, right? Potchovo korebo, you can read it. The same thing, don't learn a new song, you can keep it up too long. No one else with you. If you lend someone a Torah, you've got to roll it for 12 months. I think that's where the minag comes from, Steve. In our shul, we've got a minag. If a person donates a Sefer Torah, or lends Sefer Torah to the shul, a new Sefer Torah, for the first 12 months, we read every parsha from it to make sure the Sefer is a good Sefer. But look here, there's something more to it over here. You got to also keep it aired out for 12 months. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know.
But you seem to overlook the fact that with tefillin, or if you do for a mitzvah, you don't even have to get permission, even if you...
Now that's something else. That's if you find a tefillin in shul, you can use the tefillin. This is not finding them in shul. This is taking them. But you find them on the street, you're taking them. It's a little bit different there. This is a lost article and the mitzvah of Hashavat HaVeda. Then you're talking about if you walk in shul, you're going to put on tefillin and they're tefillin in the box. And you put them back in the box afterwards. Okay. The potcho v'krebo im b'shvilo potcho asur. So the Mishnah says, potcho v'krebo im b'shvilo. If you're using it for yourself, he says, that's asur. Right? What's the Bible say? Im b'shvilo. We'll see it all later on in the Gemara. The word says, Sumchus, so at the end of the Braita, V'chadash, 30 yom, B'yashan, 12 chodesh. Right? If it's a new one, 30 days. If it's an old one, 12 months. Then Yaakov Meir, Echadze v'chadze, 12 chodesh. It makes no difference. You've got to keep for 12 months. So Amar Mar, now the Gemara starts discussing that Braita. Shel Sefer Torah, Mechaver, you borrow the Sefer Torah, you're afraid, you can't name somebody else. So when it says, my ear is Sefer Torah, I feel a anything. Why dafka Sefer Torah? If you're sending a get to somebody, right? So you can't as a shaliach give it to somebody else to be your shaliach. I entrusted you to send the article. You can't now go to point somebody else. On that, can't Rabbi? Yeah, Rabbi specifically treat total halacha. B'mishnah zol amad Rabbi sheshtam amishtayot. Ein ashoel v'chulet. B'chulu shayach l'mem ein utzlo sheyeh pigdo b'yalacher. Says the Gemara, why daf kesefer Torah? Didn't Rabbi Shlakish tell us that Rabbi said that istam isatam the mishnah as a klal that whatever anybody gives you, you can't give to somebody else. So why daf kesefer Torah? Adam erat. So he says, no, Sefer Torah, it's we had to teach it, didn't say especially Sefer Torah. Why? Mahu, what we thought about Sefer Torah, the mitzvah mamona. See that, Daddy? You might have thought even Sefer, you can't. Why are you happy? The guy's doing a mitzvah. Let him do the mitzvah. Kamashmala, no. Even a Sefer Torah, if I lent you the Sefer Torah, it's for you to use. You can't now go and lend it to somebody else, even though you think you're doing a mitzvah. Okay, name of the Mishnah, the Bible said, Potchova Koreh. But so the question is, it pshita? You can use it, you can read it. Why the guy give it to you otherwise? Then in the Mai Shai Levin, why did you borrow it? You don't read it. So he said, no, Sefer, we need that halacha that you're allowed to open it for the Sefer. What's the Sefer? Will be ovad, so you're more betchila, as long as you aren't learning a new sugya from it. The guy doesn't want you to spend too much time with the book open. If you're going to open it for a normal period of time, if it's a new sugya, you're going to get stuck in it and you spend hours and hours and hours with this book open, it's going to get ruined. Then when Chayna Machpin Sefer Torah, it's the Chavar. Same idea. You lend it, put a Sefer Torah with a friend. Go to law, cost you 12 months. You got to keep it rolled. Potchova Korebo. So the Gemara said, I don't understand. My Avilita Gabay. What's it doing by me in the first place? Look at Rashi. I said, Kasachal Torcho Kama. Vlora Torah Sefer Torah. We think the Havana here is that it's for his own purposes, not for Sefer Torah. But I don't understand what's it doing there if it's for his own purpose, if it's not for him. He wants to use it. V'tu imishvilo patacho asur ha'amarte potchovo krebo. On the other hand, you said if he can't open it for himself, you said that he can read it. They just can't read it with a friend. It was the Hachi Kamar. Im keshu gololo. Right, look at Rashi. Im keshu gololo lahanat Sefer Torah patchovo krebo mutar. If it's for the Sefer Torah to make sure it's good, so not a problem, potchovo krebo mutar, then he can read it. But im bishvilo patchovo, if opening for his own purposes, asur. See, if he's rolling it for the Sefer Torah to keep it and at the same time wants to read, that's fine. But you can't just go and open it for yourself to read it and put it back. Sumchu said, b'chadash, if it's a new book, look, Rashi says, yochash toshim yom, achadash memaher itapesh min hayashan. Because a new one, if it hasn't been aired out yet, will rot quicker. Shloshim yom, b'yashan shtem asar chodesh. And Rabbi Lezvin Yaakov, merechad zivichad shem asar chodesh, Rabbi Lezvin Yaakov, v'hayin tana gali, Rabbi Lezvin Yaakov, atana kamis is 12 months. And Rabbi Lezvin Yaakov, merechad zivichad zivichad shloshim yom. Actually, it says both. Shem matniti nami, niktani korea b'hayin achat shloshim, you're going to read it every 30 days. V'lo maflik b'hayin yashan achad shem, Lezvin Yaakov is the tana kam of our first writer. Okay, now, aval I, lo yomad bo betchila, v'lo yikre acher imo. So the Gemara asks a kasha on that. You see that you can't use it for a new sugya and you can't read it with somebody else because they'll pull and they'll tear it. She says, Raminu, we've got to steer it. It says, Lo yikra parsha v'yeshane. V'lo yikre bo parsha v'yetargem. V'lo yiftach bo yoter migimel v'kadapin. V'lo yikru bo shlosha b'nei adam b'krach echad. So all these things you can't do. What can't you do? You can't read the same sugya twice. And you can't read it while you're busy with the targum. It takes too long. And you can't open it more than 3 pages because I suppose it's not healthy for it. V'lo yikru, and shouldn't read. 3 people shouldn't sit around and read it. Ah, Shnayim, but Shnayim you can. And our bright that we saw there said, 2 you shouldn't. Well, Mishnah would say, Amar Abaye, look, Asher. Kan b'inyan ach echad, kan b'shnayin. No, it depends. If it's 1 inyan, then you can't even have 2 people reading. If it's 2 inyanim, then you become limited to 3 people. Okay, now I think let's stop over here.